Do you have a hankering for horror knowledge?
We have such sights to show you.
Do you require raging retro reviews? Do you desire discussions with devastatingly dashing dorks? The Dorkening Podcast Network has nearly 30 shows to satisfy all of your nerdy, geeky, and dorky needs. From horror reviews and celebrity interviews.
Hi, I'm Adam Green, the director of the Hatchet films and the star of Holliston.
Hi, this is Dominic Pace, who played the bounty hunter Gecko from The Mandalorian.
Hi, I'm Mike Price. I'm a writer on The Simpsons. I co-created F is for Family.
Hi, guys. This is Dee Wallace from E.T. and Cujo.
Hi, my name is Kurando Mitsutake, director of Gunwoman and Karate Kill.
Hi, this is Samantha Newark, the voice of Jem and Jerrica from the original Jem and the Holograms cartoon series.
As well as nostalgic trips into the past, pop culture, the latest in entertainment news, and so much more. Featuring a variety of shows and hosts that will simultaneously enrage, enlighten, and entertain you. Check out the Dorkening Podcast Network.
My mom says I'm cool.
Available on iTunes, Spotify, thedorkening.com, and wherever fine podcasts can be found.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Big high.
We're in Delaware. No. What's up, gentlemen? It's Geek Life HQ. I'm used to the lady going, recording started. I don't get
that.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Now I get Justin giving me a hand job.
Hey, that's not the same thing. Don't trivialize what I do.
He's counting it down with a hand job now.
You guys don't have to do that with your mouth.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Geek Life HQ. I'm Justin with you. We got Justin with an I, and we got Matt, who falls asleep on the toilet.
Yes, I do.
Hey, we've all been there, mostly after a night of drinking.
Usually, dude. It's like, not usually, but like, I'm almost 40. I'll be 40 this year, and I think that this comes with the territory, man. I'm like getting up earlier, and I'm going to bed early.
I'm 41. I have no idea what you're talking about. I have actually never fallen asleep on the toilet.
Matt's like, I'm starting to go to dinner at 3 p.m.
Yeah, 3 p.m.
I know, dude. There's a place called
The Sizzler.
What the fuck's that place called? It's like a diner. Fuck, I can't even think of the name of it. Jim's? No, it's Jim's. It's like a little diner. Fuck, a place
Jack called Rabbit Slim's?
Nah, it's called Jim's, but it closes at like 7.
Oh.
And it's only old people that are in there.
Matt knows them all. He walks in.
Yeah.
I'd like a half of sandwich and some weak tea. Maybe
hey,
some
Terry.
Tomato
soup. Hey, Sherry. Hey, Dominic. Hey,
Jim.
No, I'm Dick.
And Matt's like, I even get the newspaper.
I really just go there because, like, when they die, I just, like, got claims on their shit so I can sell it.
Yeah. Hey, wake up. You got turtles? No? Okay. Hey, wake up. You got turtles?
Excuse me, can you tell me who the executor of your will is?
Me, or I'll stab you with this straw.
Is his name Saul?
Oh, jeez. Maybe.
How many children do you have, and do you like them?
Yeah. Speaking of that, dude, I'm flying up to my mom's house Tuesday, and I come back. So I'll be there for 8 days. And I'm helping them pack up all their shit and do an estate sale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they bought a house here in Texas.
Oh, no kidding. That's good news.
7 hours from me. Like, the furthest fucking part of Texas away from me. And she's like, yeah, you got a house in Texas. I'm like, cool. I'll be able to, you know, visit you more. And she's like, it's 7 hours from you. And I'm like, cool. So it's still, like, 3 states away, but Texas, you know, time.
I give Matt 2 hours of being at his mother's house before he's like, fuck this. I don't want to do this shit.
Well, I already told her, like, I'm getting Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, and then the estate, like, garage sale thing is on, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I said, Sunday night, I'm getting a hotel room, and I need to fucking decompress. And then you know, like, I leave Wednesday, so
he means jerk off in the bathtub.
No, it's literally, my mom is intense, man.
Oh no, yeah, you've said that before, so
they have an upstairs bedroom, and I know Matt's gonna sleep up there, and he's gonna put a chair in front of the door that blocks it, so she can't come in.
Well, that's my mom's bedroom now. So,
jeez, like, is she the Babadook? I mean, like, what the hell?
Like, she, like, it's so weird.
She,
like,
wear a black hat, and
they had fucking five bedrooms in the house. They're all the so packed fucking hoarder style with shit that, like, stay. It's like they're down to, like, where Scott sleeps, like, in his, like, fucking hoarded ass bedroom, and now my mom's upstairs in that bedroom you were in, dude.
It's Rob's dating Scott Ian from Anthrax?
Yes, the guy Annie. Oh, okay.
Sweet. I loved him on the Bundys.
So I'm not, like, looking forward to, like, helping them.
Well, but it was nice knowing Matt, because once he gets to that basement, he will disappear forever.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've heard the stories.
Morgan Freeman will be narrating Matt's life on 48.
We didn't that's know what Matt what went missing Matt.
For the first 48 hours.
He went in at 30, man, and came out clean.
Matt arrived in New York to help with a garage sale. He went down to the basement and was never seen from or heard from again.
I've seen a lot of posters in my time. Oh, God.
Well, his mother just kept talking to an empty chair, thinking that Matt was
like Clint Eastwood.
Dude, no, she has these grand fucking plans, dude, that she's gonna, like, fucking know all these prices, all this shit, because she's, like, researching all this stuff. I'm like, Mom, do you literally just have to let everything go for a dollar each? If you do that, people are gonna fucking buy it. Yeah, I'm gonna put an ad in wherever. I'm gonna put ads. I'm gonna do it tomorrow. This is a week out. I'm gonna say estate sell, garage sell, and I'm gonna say resell the dream. And, now I'm just going to try to fucking hustle that shit. Because I got to take it to fucking Goodwill if I don't. You know?
You think there's any choice pieces that you could take back?
I can't, man. I'm flying, dude.
Oh, well, I don't know if there's any, like, t-shirts or things like that.
No, I mean, I'm trying to get all Scott's, like, rock t-shirts because he has, like, a stack of 100 shirts from all the concerts they went to the last 25 years.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
And even beyond that, he's got a bunch of Ozfest stuff and Ozzy stuff. And I'm trying to get those from him, dude, but, like, he won't budge. So maybe I'll be like, how about instead of you paying me, like I said, you just give me those fucking t-shirts. And I'll ship myself a box bag of fucking shirts.
Did you ever sell that green Jell-O shirt?
No, I still have it, yeah.
You still have it, yeah. You said it was going for what, like $250?
I saw a few lists of, like, $350, $400. I'm asking $250 in my
end. Wow.
I just don't think I'll get it, though. I mean, it's a cool shirt, but, like,
they toured last month, dude.
That's a
But they're not like you walk up to everybody and you're like green Jell-O, and they're like, yeah, I like
everybody red Jell-O. Knows that fucking Three Little Pigs cover, dude.
Yeah, if you walked up to me in high school, I would have thought that was the most popular band in the world.
Like, even if you don't know the band, like, you start singing that song like they fucking did it, and you're like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Everyone remembers that song.
I memorized that entire album.
I'm just saying all these young youths.
Yeah.
They don't know who the fuck they are.
What's a youth?
You know, the youth, the two young youths. Youth.
So I hang that shirt up, and everybody asks, how much for the Green Day shirt? I'm like, did you fucking read it?
Oh, man, that hurts my soul.
Like, it's like, okay, never mind. It's like, yeah, read.
That's what I was saying, man. People just want, like, the big bands, like Green Day.
Yeah, Green Day Dookie shirt, just the album cover, like, $200-$300 probably.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
How much for that Pantera shirt? Well, tell me what song. Tell me one Pantera song.
Yeah, name three songs. Dude, I can't even name three songs of bands I love, dude. It's like, I don't know. Like, it goes da na 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 na. It's like, you know.
I was just thinking, I'm like, I could probably name anything off of, like, Far Beyond Driven or Vulgar Display of Power.
Justin, you're a super nerd.
Yeah, I'm like a metal nerd when it comes to that kind of stuff. So I'm just like, my next episode for the Fantastic is going to be all about Pantera. Just,
well, I've
just
been building up to it. You're a super nerd. You remember all the details to everything. Like, just like, what's this Ninja Turtle? You're like, that's from the 1987 Kenner line. It was an error that they.
That's Matt now. He's, like, far surpassed me when it comes to that stuff. So I could tell you about the new stuff. I'd be like, hey, you know, this new, like, Usagi Yojimbo from NECA and all that. Like, you know, like that kind of stuff. I can tell
you, dude. I've fallen behind, man. Like the old stuff, I'm still pretty good at, but I haven't touched any of that shit. I just got it to where I could access it in my storage unit, and I had one guy come and buy some stuff, and we were picking through stuff, and I'm like so fucking far gone on prices. I felt like an asshole because he's like, "How much you want for this?" I'm like, "Let me look it up real quick." You know, it's like, and I told him like, the more he fucking buys, you know, like the better deal he'll get. So we set it up, settled on like $380. Like he bought one of the trunks almost halfway full with stuff.
Wow.
And it was just like, so just a couple accessories here and there. And then I'm like, he wanted to pay me a little bit then and more like later. So I said, well, what do you need? Because he was wanting to finish a few things so he could sell them. So I'm like, give me $60 for this and you can have the rest. If you're going to do cash, I'll do $300. So he came a couple of days later and bought like, you know, a bunch of stuff. So I was like, I felt bad because I was looking everything up, but like, not really.
You haven't really been into that in a couple of months, so, or at least probably like a year, right?
This is before I moved down, man. It's like, but all the prices are higher than what I thought they were going to be. So like, I did a recalculation after I sold. Dude, I'm still like, I'm sitting like 10 G's, dude.
On wow. The
yeah. And then I had a couple guys like, I want to buy it all. And I'm like, well, I valued at 10 G's, so make me a fair offer. So one guy like, well, bought me at like 2,500. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm not even going to respond to that. You know, I'm like, give me a fucking serious fucking offer and I'll fucking listen. I take $5,500, $6,000. It's still some meat on the bone, dude. You know, at there.
I'll give you $3,000 and I'll lick your bunghole.
I can get a dog to live my bunghole for free, dude.
Yeah, really. All you gotta pay for is peanut butter. So
yeah. Got some peanut butter right here, dude. Fucking with nuts, dude. So they're good.
You know, it's so funny that like people just come back with stuff like that. Like when people get desperate too, you know, like now we're starting to see the fallout from like the last Ronin where like all these people are like, oh man, I spent too much. My wife got pissed. Be like, What are you thinking? It's like, what? Oh, well, I was going to try to resell these 5 books that I spent $5,000 on. I'm like, I literally like my stomach dropped out. I'm like, you spent that much on comic books? I'm like, I'm kind of pissed at you.
Like, you know? I hear that shit and like part of me wishes I could drop money on shit like that. But like, not really, because what the fuck are you going to do with that, dude? Like, yeah. It's going to sit in there. Look, like,
you know? Everybody's trying to flip it now. And it's like, you're flipping it. 2 months after the last issue came out. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. Like, there's that fucking, like, when narrow window from when something is released, and if it's low run or, like, limited or whatever, you have that certain little quick window to flip it for big money, and then the price drops, you know, and then it kind of ever so slightly goes back up, and then it kind of plateaus out at half. So you have that. I see why people do it, and I've tried to do it with the NECA stuff. I've got burned, man, on the Target.
Yeah, NECA's tough, man. It's
some are hot as fuck, and some are just shelf warmers, and they'll fucking sit there like the frogs.
Yeah,
set and set and set and set.
Nobody wanted them, you know.
And I think people were just so pissed that they couldn't find the original like ones, and they were so hard to find. And then they started releasing these later ones more and more like accessible. People just didn't want them, man. People just lost interest, like me, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's other cool ones too. Like
there's definitely the Super 7, I think,
is cooler.
But like recently,
especially when they start pumping shit out, like it, like when companies just oversaturate the market.
Yeah, do you guys walk into Target and you see like the NECA section, right? And it's like completely jammed, packed full
of naked section.
No, the NECA section.
The naked?
Yes, the naked section. Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. So, and it's completely full of like aliens figures.
Yeah,
and you're like,
no one's buying those, dude. I'm gonna wait till those go on fucking clearance, and I'm gonna fucking stock up on them.
They haven't in 2.5 years.
I'm gonna fucking fill up a bin and throw it in my storage, and then two or three Christmas from now, then I'll list that shit. You know.
But see, that's how you do it too. You let it appraise.
There's too many fucking resellers, dude. Now it's almost to the point where it's like it's fucking so ridiculous. It's just like I don't understand, dude, what people like see in that lifestyle. Because it's not easy and it's not fun and it's not glamorous, dude. Like there's no glamour, dude. Like I just don't I just don't see it, dude.
It can be fun, especially when you're starting out and you get a good flip right away.
But it's very few and far between, dude. I live off of most of my sales are $15 to $20, and I'm making maybe $8 to $10, $12 on each. That's what I live off of. You know,
dude, you don't got to tell me, dude.
I do 10 things a day, and that's what pays my bills. Every once in a while, I'll hit a home run. Like, I finally listened to those fucking pinball machines, and they sold back to back within 3 days of each other, and they were listed for 2 weeks on eBay. And I'm like, why didn't I list these a fucking year ago, dude?
Wow.
You know, I was afraid to list them because I'd never sold anything like that before. And I kind of just like, when I take the good pictures, I'll list them when I have time to plug them in and check them out. You know, I did a little research for an hour on each of them, and I figured out kind of what was wrong and listed the flaws and took pictures, and they fucking sold, dude. And like, local pickup ones. Dude's coming from Colorado for one, and dude's coming from Massachusetts for the other one. So,
oh wow.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just like, did I make rich money off that shit? Not really. You know, like,
it's, you made a couple bucks. That's good.
Well, I did. Yeah. I mean, after it's all said and done, I'll probably pocket like $1,200, $1,400.
Wait, in profit?
Yeah.
That's great.
But they're not all like that, though.
No, of course
not. Yeah, no, that's...
Sometimes you get stuck with the M&M
like a holy grail flip that's like, holy shit.
I mean, it's not even a holy grail. Because
I know, I'm just saying, like...
Like, I think for me, the best thing I've ever flipped was that fucking turtle I found at the antique mall with the fan club flyer. And I thought it was an $80 turtle I spent $30 on. And it ended up being a $500 turtle I spent $30 on. That, by far, yeah, after fees, I think I made $380. But still, it's not $1,000, but still, like, the profit on that.
Yeah, and sometimes it is good to sit, because like my best flip ever was I bought that book of basketball cards.
Oh my god!
Literally sat on it for 2 years. Kobe Bryant dies. That fucking book became worth like $6,000.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Thank you, Black Mamba.
Black Mamba, but. Yeah, because like before he passed away, there was a rookie card in there that I remember I looked up and it was worth like
2 cents.
I think it was worth like $30. And then I looked it up again after he passed away and the thing was going for like $1,000. I was like, damn.
Nobody wants my Bash Brothers 1987 Donruss Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco card.
No, 90s baseball cards are useless.
Yeah, dude. They're not worth the paper they're printing.
Everybody started, like, that's like, there was baseball card collectors before then, and in the 90s, and it got popular. And everybody and their fucking dog collected baseball cards in the 90s.
There's only so many 90s baseball cards that are worth money. The biggest one is there was a collector set. If you ever do see this is people listening to us too. If you ever see them, there is a collector set, and it has a gold military stamp in the top right corner. I think it's a Tops set.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it was a limited edition only given to people over in Iraq when they were in the war.
Mm. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so it's a very limited edition set.
Fucking war, dude.
Yeah, is it like Ken Griffey Jr. and like, Don Mattingly?
There's one rookie card in there that's worth a ton.
Is that where he had to, for the card, he shaved his sideburns?
Oh, yeah. Carl Yastrzemski with the really big sideburns?
Yeah.
And then the only other card I think that's worth money is I think it was the Cal Ripken bat that says fuck on it or something.
Oh, that's Billy Ripken.
Yeah, Billy Ripken. Whatever.
What about the bow breakers? You know, where you go like this and he breaks the bat?
Nah.
Nothing?
Nah, dude. Like, I think the Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card's worth about $30 now.
Yeah, there's
25, 30. They literally Upper Deck printed that card to fucking end and back, dude, but still worth like $25, $30 and good.
So what about like a player that's like a legacy player or something like that would have been like, or not even a legacy player, but like someone who'd be like Derek Jeter, like Noma, you know, like one of those guys or something. They're not worth
it. They could be depending on the card, but you got the problem too that you're finding. I even saw. Because after I sold those cards, I'm like, shit, I'm going to sell more cards. I'm going to buy more cards to sell them. The problem is nowadays, there's so many reprints, too.
Yes.
Well, that's the same thing with comics, where it's like you have like a story, and it's like, oh, what if Jane Foster was Thor? You know, it's like, oh, well, you could read that digitally. You can get like a reprint of the story or anything else like that, and only the original one is worth like a fair bit of money.
And the problem is those the reprints are so hard to tell from the originals.
Yeah, and on some of them, really, they are. You know, I was looking at the Ninja Turtles. I have a second printing of like the issue 2, and it says right on the inside, this is a second printing, and it's got like a different turtle picture in there. So it's like, you know, but sometimes they don't have that, you know?
Yeah. Like basketball cards. It's in the font on the back. I was watching a guy who was talking about that. It's the font on the back that you can tell.
I tried to get into the Pokemon and stuff card.
There's money in that.
There is money in it, but it's so confusing.
It's so confusing. It's just like, it's not even worth my time to like put the effort in to learn.
It might be.
here's I'm like the Ben Affleck school, like fucking reselling, dude. If I can't learn it all in like 15 minutes, I'm fucking out, dude. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah. No, because there's definitely things that they're like, you can make money on that. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know anything about it, so I don't want to touch it.
And then, like,
you went upstairs, you went upon it.
I'm going to go back to like what you were saying, Justin. Like, you said you sold those cards, so you're like, I'm going to look for more cards. And I used to have that kind of like mentality too of like, yeah, I made a lot of money in that. I'm gonna search for it. But every time you search for something, you never find it.
No.
So for me, I just kind of like let it all in, and I kind of like, that looks cool. What are you asking on that? If it, like automotive, or I bought this weekend, I bought 4 like old tool boards for like a store display. They're all from like the one's from the 40s up until like the 80s. So like they're all over the map. The dude was wanting $10 each for him. So I fucking bought them, dude, because I know that's fucking collectible. Some fucking car guy, some fucking mechanic, some shop dude is gonna buy them. And I did the research, and I'm like, holy fuck, these are collectible. I just looked; 2 of them just sold for $375 plus shipping.
Oh, nice.
Oh, serious? Wow.
And I paid $20 for the fucking pair, dude.
Dude, that's great.
And that just kind of fell on my lap, dude, because I go to this flea market all the time. It's once a month. I'm there every month buying, and people like, we were there like, hey man, come check this out. Oh, you want to buy this? So people were just like throwing me fucking shit, dude. Like, what are you asking all this? So it's just like, you have to make those connections. And
yeah, like, you got any treasure trolls?
Yeah.
You got any 1980s?
You got any
fleshlights? Yes. Community fleshlight.
I made my own Pringles fleshlight.
I mean, who hasn't?
Well, I got to say, for the sake of the show, we got to move on from the resale talk. Let's talk about somebody we didn't get to talk to, because we didn't do a show last week. Me and Justin went and saw a movie premiere.
Yeah, we did. We went to go see the production. I got the flyer right here. Casey Jones Live Wire, or as they put it, Live Wire.
Yeah, Justin invited me, and I kind of went in like, I don't know what to expect. It's probably going to be some low
first 3 minutes of this 27-minute thing, we're just like, oh, no. And I was just like, oh, crap.
Yeah, it opens on like this fight scene. You're like, man, this is going to suck. And then it got a lot better.
Yeah, the full movie's available on YouTube. You can go check it out, you know. On there, it's the Casey Jones Live Wire Chromatic Phantom. They have the music video, all that stuff. But, you know, basically it's Casey Jones and April O'Neil from the Ninja Turtles fighting, what do you call it, like foot soldiers and all that. Yeah, like foot robots. Soldiers,
and Shredder makes an appearance. And
Bebop
and Rocksteady. And
kind of, yeah.
A version of Bebop and Rocksteady.
And you got to meet the actor, right, that played?
Oh, yeah.
Got to meet all the actors from the whole
thing. I don't think I really said hi to, like some of the other guys. But, like, yeah, I mean, I've talked to April. I talked to, you know, the other guys, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah, and Justin didn't tell me at the end. He was like, just wait for it. Next thing I know, his name's up on the
screen. He comes up as associate producer because I did the Kickstarter. So, and it's not even just my name. It's the name of my podcast behind it. So it's like literally the longest thing that you see in the credits.
It says Justin Cooper, Epic Tales of the
Sword. Yeah, like, you know, I'm like, wow. Yeah,
I was like, how did this fucking guy get a ticket to this? And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm all like, right. Yeah. They took my money all the way to the bank.
And let's just say me and Justin went way underdressed. Everybody was there all dressed up. Women dressed to the nines, dude.
Yeah, I was wearing my Krang fanny pack.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous, dude.
Yeah, dude, you totally
would have wanted to come. It would have been great. We were right down the street from, I guess, where Justin used to live. So
yeah, we were over by Lincoln Square, over by you know, the old Das Boot.
Nice, dude. Oh, geez.
Yeah, we're right over there at the Davis Theater. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. They had props from the movie there and a Q&A.
I tried to buy one.
Justin, are you trying to buy one from the movie?
Yeah, I tried. I really tried.
I was like, the super fan here is not asking a question. What the hell?
Well, I mean, I interviewed them twice. Yeah. So like I have like 2 hours of tape of like plus of interviewing them. So it's kind of like, I'm like, you know,
you actually have tape of it or.
Well, yeah. Like, you know, podcast, they were on two different episodes for
2 hours of digital file or.
I don't know how it works. Like, actual. Is that how it works? I assumed it was on VHS.
8mm footage.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's, you know, it's real actually, reels. It leads into my snuff film.
Oh, so, so Nick Cage is going to be like, we got to get the original.
you do the opposite of...
Honey, you want to know who killed JFK?
You do the opposite of Fight Club and fuck yeah. Instead of...
Exactly.
In the middle of a porn film or clips of your podcast.
That's why all the kids that listen to my podcast cry at one point.
Some guy's sitting at home watching porn and you just keep popping up and he's like, what the fuck?
Friggin' turtles.
I can't calm now unless I
and I really want to go listen to about turtles.
Turtle.
It's like, what the heck?
No, dude, it was like walking in with a celebrity, Justin's deck to the nine with his crane fanny pack and everything, and I walk in and the director and everything's like, hey Justin, how's it going?
Yeah. Damn.
Totally. Actually, that is 100% true.
I totally was just like Silent Bob. I just stood there and Justin was like, this is my Hedra life partner.
Yeah.
Real life mate, dude. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, we had a good time and I mean like everybody, you know, that was there is like it was so well received and it was just like it was a great crowd. And I'm like, this is awesome.
And the only thing on the merch table I wanted to buy, they wouldn't sell me.
Yeah.
They made like an old hard clamshell case, VHS case of the movie.
Oh,
and I wanted it. It was cool looking. And they were like, oh, it's not for sale. I'm like, sell it to me.
You're like, $10. Three women.
$12. $12.50.
Justin was like, I got stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave him some stickers.
Justin threw out a stack of his stickers at the merch table.
I did. I did that too.
Dude.
Shameless. Absolutely.
And he's like, I know people.
I was looking because they had last night the Vegas premiere, and I'm like, geez, I wonder if they took my stickers with them.
They probably threw them shits in a fucking garbage real quick, dude.
I don't know. Like, we got a pretty good
relationship.
Actually,
they left them on the table because he put them on when we got in there, and we were on the way out. They were still there.
Yeah. I don't know. They've been pretty good to me. I've been pretty good to them.
They were like, don't touch them. I'm pretty sure they got monkeypox.
Yeah, exactly. We did say that. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, it was cool too because like some of the stuff that they did, like they had Casey's mask and like his mask changes a couple times during the film. And then they had like some different masks on the wall. So that was cool. It's like, oh, some nice little Easter eggs and there's a surprise character at the end.
If you're a fan of 80s movies, it was really good.
Oh, dude, yeah. Like it just goes into like all these different and we don't want to probably spoil it because you can watch it. It's 27 minutes with
it's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube for free. It's got a like a post-credit scene. It's got a music video. It's like Kung Fury if you've seen that one.
I could have, okay, to be honest, I could have done without the music video because it really didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah, it's just cheesy, you know? It's just
yeah,
like,
I was like, eh, like, I would have liked it if there was like some extra scenes to go with it for the music video.
I like the song New York Groove. I like that song.
Yeah, the song's good, but yeah, the music video I could have done with that, but I definitely loved the 80s montage.
Oh, and the cool part too, they had all these like video game sprite parts for the actors in the movie. Yeah. So they animated it to look like Streets of Rage from Sega Genesis.
Oh, that's
yeah, cool. The opening and closing credits. Yeah, they did the guy who animated them did fucking fantastic.
Yeah, he did a good job. You know, like it's sprite because we were like concerned at the first fight because it was like they were doing the Mortal Kombat thing where. You know, someone gets their head hit and it shows like a x-ray of their like skull breaking and stuff. And like the fight was really not like you could tell they were farther away than they should have been when they were fighting and stuff. So it was like,
did you guys watch that clip I sent you the last weekend where the guy's punching him in the head and he's not even touching him?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like not even coming close.
It's like that. It was like absolutely like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah.
But then it just kicks into high gear and it was like, you know what? good. You didn't take it too seriously. You know, you figured out what the character was about, and you took it that way, and it was just a good time.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was fun.
I'm glad, because I didn't want to hate it. So, you know, I'm like, oh,
well, I just want my money back.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know how I did that Kickstarter for you?
They're coming up after the show, and they're like, hey, I'll be on the next podcast. He's like, yeah, I'll get in touch.
You're like, I canceled that credit card and reported
fraud. I reported it for fraud. Yeah.
After the movie,
I only paid in Dogecoin.
After the movie, they were doing a Q&A, Justin raised his hands and he said, can I get my name removed off the credits?
How much for that?
I'll donate more if you take my
name. Like Simpsons. It's like Simpsons. They just pay me with a toilet paper roll of more stock.
It's like... No, but it was a good time. It was a good watch.
Cool, man. It's cool to like get out and do stuff too. And it was a fun sort of thing. It's like they had a red carpet and everything.
Should have been green, dude. They missed
it. Should have been. Yeah. I get it. Fuck those guys. No, actually, it was a lot of fun. You know, so and I'm glad Justin and I got to go, and we saw some incredibly large rats. You know, like
oh, dude, it was fucking. We left. We went down an alleyway. Holy shit.
Great alleyway!
Yeah. Like, dude, there had to have been 100 rats. It was ridiculous. Yeah,
by the Wienermobile, right? Or
I taking a photo of that, dude.
We right by that Wienermobile that we sent you a picture of.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, it was like. We turned the corner. It was just like all over the place.
And then there was a rabbit next to the rat. And we couldn't tell which was which.
And then there was a guy playing a flute. And it looks like he has a snack penis in
it. Yes, a little snack one.
Fucking Pied Piper.
Nice. It's like, what is he doing?
It looks like he has a dick and a snack dick in his ear.
I love it. Like where we got there. Was it one of the names of the producers? Because there was like probably as many producers of the movie as Gemini Man. And one, I look at Justin, I go, Aviato. Because they had one that looked like Ehrlich Bachman from. Oh man, it was good. It was good. It was fun. It was a good time.
Justin got his name up in the credits with D. Snyder.
Damn. Yeah, that's a good point. I did get my name up there.
He's not.
So next time if you ever meet D. Snyder, you can be like, dude, we worked on that Turtles project together.
What the hell are you talking about? You weren't in Strangeland.
Like, I'm not sucking your dick, guy.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Calm down. I want to talk to you about the Pee Wee Herman movie. Okay, no problem. tell me why Tipper Gore sucks. It's like, the year was 1989. Oh, okay.
I'm here to talk to you about leather pants and long hair.
Exactly. It's like, this is why John Denver will forever be the biggest badass I've ever met. Okay, thanks.
Dean Snyder is fucking underrated, dude.
He had a radio show in Connecticut for at least 6 to 10 years. And he was going opposite of Howard Stern on the alternative rock station, 104.1. And it's just like, he was always there. Like, I've met him like 60 times.
That's awesome. Him
and Bob Backlund, like, they were always there. Going around like at concerts, you're like, Bob Backlund, the wrestler? Yes, that Bob Backlund. You know, it's like they were just like around. You're like, yeah, Bob Backlund's over there. You know, remember that time he beat the Iron Sheik? Yeah, that's Bob Backlund. You know, he just shows up at concerts now. You know,
but then you get those local celebrities though, and they're like, Bob Backlund's. You're like, fuck, not him again. Like,
yeah, actually, kind of. It's like, he's like, oh, I'm running for state representative. I'm like, what does that mean for me? He's like, oh, I don't know. Are you a voting man? I'm like, I don't live in this town. Oh, okay. See you later.
That was like some of the celebrities that used to show up where I grew up. We're all like, oh, fuck, not them again. There were some that were like, oh, they're cool. Then, yeah.
They're always like Big Cat Williams.
Oh, Cat Williams.
Oh, Big Cat Williams.
No, Big Cat, dude. He was a football player.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was a big dude.
He was always at the liquor store signing.
Yeah,
Billy Williams from the Cubs.
I have his autograph.
Billy Williams. I don't know who he is either.
From the Cubs, man.
Yeah, I don't follow the Cubs, so and I didn't follow them in the year that they won, and I don't follow them ever. So
okay, guy.
Oh, hey there, guy.
Okay. You should be switching your baseball team alliances, there, guy.
I finished the boys.
Oh, you did finally. Nice.
What do you think of the new season?
I was disappointed.
In the ending, right?
He told you.
In the ending. Like, it just left me, I had to set just a bad taste in my mouth one before. Like, it just, like, fucking write something that's final, man. Don't be always thinking about the next season, dude. Fuck off with that shit. Give me a fucking epic fight. It just wasn't epic, dude.
No, it wasn't.
And then, like, they put him to sleep again. It's like, fuck right off, dude. Fuck you.
Yeah. No, I think they should have ended it at the Herogasm episode. Where he just fucking blows everybody up and like that. They should have just ended it with that episode.
It was just like you were.
They're probably doing one more season. Big
fucking face off between dude and Homelander, right? Because they both have laser eyes.
Yeah, Butcher and Homelander. Yeah,
fucking happened, dude.
Yeah, dude. Everybody's like, Homelander's finally gonna fucking die, and they're like, nah.
I don't even really like Homelander now.
You do or don't?
I like him.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's good, dude. Like he's a piece of shit, but like he could have killed everybody in that room, but he listened to his fucking son, dude, and he walked out of there. So he changed a little bit.
He did.
Yep. Right? Until like Billy went outside and that guy was like, "Fuck your son."
Still, any dad would have done that, dude. Come on, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
Come on, man.
I'm not going to disagree with that at all.
Maybe I blow his head up, but you're going to fuck somebody up that throws some shit.
My God, yes. Yeah. Like, without a doubt.
Yeah, and then they start cheering, and he, like, has that dumbass fucking smirk, and now it's a meme that's everywhere. It's, like, great, dude.
But, yeah, the last episode of this season was just nuts.
It was like, just fuck you, and, like,
they built it up that you were thinking it was going to be some huge, epic fight scene. It was literally, like, 5 minutes of...
Yeah.
Okay, and you're just like, okay.
I just hated the fact they built up Jensen Ackles' part so much, and you don't get until what, the third, fourth episode, and then you get like hints of him in the commercials and kind of like weird kind of flashbacks, and it's just like, dude, they should have had him hitting from fucking episode one. He's the money. People wanted to see him, and they could have done so much more with that, dude.
The only really good part was him fucking the old ladies with doing a bunch of coke. He's like,
you bring Paul, hey, Paul Reiser like, did a good
like,
job.
He's like, I'm not going to hop and dry here.
Paul Reiser did a good job.
You know, Paul Reiser's on the rise, dude, with the boys. Yeah. And
dude, he's on that concert now, bro. Yeah.
Is he really?
Nah, he will be doing all these fucking nerd shit.
Yeah, he could. He'd be like, oh, it was an aliens. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, did you ever see Mad About You?
No, nothing. Nothing. How about Red Oaks? No, nothing. Yeah. Do you like me as the father in the movie, Whiplash? No, nothing. Okay. Oh, well, you do you. Yeah.
Do you know me from Stranger Things? Yes.
I never really liked Paul Reiser.
I don't mind Paul Reiser, dude. I mean, he's not a great actor, but I think his role in Stranger Things actually fits him.
No, I'm with you in Stranger Things. I like him a lot. But
he's like an under the radar actor. Like he fucking does shit and he doesn't stand out, but he's not bad.
I liked him in Red Oaks. I will say that.
Like you get the note from him, you know.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like he got really big in like the late '80s, early '90s, and then he just disappeared. Which I guess after what, how many seasons of Mad About You, he was probably like, I got enough money. I'm just going to take some time off.
I honestly feel like it's 11, but I'm sure it's not 11.
I think it's like 7 or 8.
And I like Helen Hunt as an actress. I'm like, okay, she's cool. You know, it's just, he annoys the crap out of me. He's like, what is this thing?
Good about Mad About You is fucking Hank Azaria, dude.
Yep. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Wait, no, one more thing. His brother. With like the big forehead. I like that guy.
Dude, Paul Reiser's net worth is $75 million.
No doubt, man, because he's done a ton.
Owner pill commercials and all, whatever he's fucking doing, dude.
He started writing books about like fatherhood and stuff like that.
Okay. He was the highest paid actor in the 90s for Mad About You. He made $1 million per episode.
There you go, dude. That's where he stacked all his money. And that bullshit of a show, dude.
He was making a lot of money prior to Seinfeld. Because, I mean, when did that go off air? 97?
97, 98.
I'm just trying to read this thing, and
because that was like NBC was like the place to go for shows back then, and you had like Caroline in the City and Friends, and you know, like all those other shows, like Brooke Shields' show, wasn't she on that?
So Mad About You aired in 1992, and it went off the air in 1999.
There you go.
Holy crap! It's 7 seasons. Damn. Wow, just that lasted longer than Seinfeld.
Now Seinfeld was 10.
I thought Seinfeld was 91 through 98.
I thought they were 10 seasons.
Damn. Yeah, but I'm with you though. Hank Azaria was the best thing about that show. Like without
Seinfeld went from 89 to 98.
Oh, 89. Okay. All right, that makes sense. So 9 years.
Bastard. Get it right.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
I never claimed to be an expert on Seinfeld.
You know what Hank Azaria, dude? Like, he is the best part of The Simpsons, too.
Well, dude, you in Mad About You, you do know Mel Brooks was in it, right?
He was on an episode?
He was Uncle Phil.
Oh, okay.
Michael Richards was in it. He played Kramer.
Yeah, I know they had Lisa Kudrow
was in it.
Yeah, she played the other like twin sister from Friends. I know they did that.
Jeff Garlin was in it. Alan Ruck was in it.
What are you doing? I don't know what's going on. I'm not wearing pants. Was in it. I'm kissing people on the set. It makes them uncomfortable.
There's a lot of big actors in the show over the years. Shit.
That's my Jeff Garlin.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. He's worth $75 million. Who would have thought?
Stranger than money, dude.
Dude, they said the second richest person on the Stranger Things cast is Winona Ryder, and she only has $18
million. There you go, dude.
She's earned that money back, though. She had to claw her way back to get there.
She's still fucking nutto, but it works in the show.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's cool. I mean, and look at it this way. It's not like she's getting out there, like, talking about, like, Scientology and some shit. Yeah.
No, she's just stealing props and selling them on eBay.
If she's smart, she is. Wait, like, is she related to Matt?
They're like, has anybody seen the guitar from Eddie's scene?
Nope. Nope. Has anybody seen Koshenka?
Oh, man.
She would have access to all that, too.
She would.
Yeah. She's our
role. I want to talk about something coming out. Well, it'll be out by the time this episode comes out, but for us, it comes out tomorrow. That's Prey. Dude, I want to fucking watch the new Predator movie, dude.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the song from MC Hammer. I was like, yeah, that's a good one.
I want to talk about praying. Have you found your Lord Jesus Christ?
Pray, we got to pray just to make it today. You know?
So yeah, I want to watch Prey, dude. I'm probably gonna stay up till midnight just to watch Prey.
I got that poster somewhere. I'll find it for you. Nice. It's like a Hulu poster I got at the last con. So it looks good. I'm excited to see it. If I was not going to a concert tomorrow, I'd watch it.
They actually got an accolade. I guess it's the only movie ever made that has an all American Indian cast.
Oh, cool.
Even the monster, huh?
I guess. I don't know. That's what it said.
Well, good for them. You know,
it's a fucking monster. It's an alien, bro. Jesus Christ.
Dude, sorry. he prefers them pronouns. God, guys.
He prefers.
Yeah. But actually, it's got vibes of the first movie.
Well, reading the reviews, they say it's got like a Jason Voorhees type vibe to it.
Cool.
Well, they said the same thing about Halloween Kills?
Yeah.
Or did we say that? I don't know.
I think we said that.
Yeah, we may have said that.
We made that up.
Yeah, that was us. I keep forgetting if I'm quoting us or, you know, like a reputable.
We are reputable. The other people aren't.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for that shit.
I'm all hepped up on Mountain Dew.
And Justin's going to C2E2.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah, brother.
Is it?
Yep.
I'm the only one without a Mountain Dew here.
What is C2E2?
C2E2 is this weekend.
Is it? Well, that's why that video is getting a boost in views from 2 years ago.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. That's It's so it's going to be at McCormick Place. It is going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm going to go and talk to everybody on Saturday for a couple hours. I got my press pass and all that. So
I was about to ask, did you finally get them for free?
I've gotten into the last three of them for free.
Oh, hoity-toity guy.
No, I'm just sneaky.
Yeah, they,
I'm putting it on my website. I'm going to do an article.
They sent us a message about this year or whatever. I can't remember. I think it was this year. They're like, yeah, we'll give you tickets. We really liked your video. Like, you know, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, we live in Texas now. Unless you're flying me up, I ain't going.
Dude, you should have just said, yeah, but I have to send my cameraman, Justin, to do it.
Oh, that would have been perfect. Then you guys could, like, just be outside of Goodwill and be like, hey, guys, here we are at C2E2.
Yeah, but we have to do a video. Right?
And it's clearly you're not there.
Dude, you probably don't have to do a video. They probably wouldn't fucking know.
They would know.
No, they wouldn't.
But
they let this guy up in the left corner here come every year. It's not like he's fucking making articles.
I'm not going to comment on that, but would they know?
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
They wouldn't know because somebody reached out and they're like, really?
They're actually paying attention to Matt.
Really like the video.
Well, if you got enough views on your video, they probably just were like, oh, he's come before. Let's see if he wants to.
What are you trying
again.
To say, Justin?
You don't do that.
Look, Your Honor, I'm just a caveman.
I just do caveman things.
I think your technology is strange wizards inside of this box.
He's a Wookiee. You come from Endor.
Exactly.
It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. You're right. I am a scumbag. I wear that mantle weekend? Proudly.
So. Should we jump into Weekend Geek?
I thought we already had.
Why did you sound like a fucking leprechaun?
I don't know.
Already had.
Where are you going to go?
I'll go to bed. I rewatched all the fucking Predator movies, and I'll rank them. From favorite to least favorite.
Okay, go.
The original is my favorite.
Yeah.
Predators is my second favorite.
Wow. Which one is that?
The Adrian Brody one.
Yeah, dude, I actually really like that one.
Huh.
I, you know what? I've said for a long time that I like it.
That one
especially
is so
like
underrated.
The Lawrence Fishburne part.
Yeah, dude, the acting in it is actually really good. The Walter CGI Goggins. In it is actually really good.
That's the one where they let him go. Like he, like, they meet. And he like respects him and gives him that old gun.
No, that's the second one.
Yes,
yeah, Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Predators would be number two. I rethought this, and probably Predator 2 would be coming in at number 3.
Okay.
Even though I rewatching it today, there's a lot of story holes that just don't go anywhere. And they're just
Andy is my
dude.
Favorite.
That movie is so cool to watch. You can let all the story plot holes go out.
And the only
Danny
thing
Glover
that
is a badass.
The thing I hated the most was the Predator talked.
Oh, at the end?
No, dude, when he's hanging from that building and he says shit happens.
Oh.
At the end of the other one, he said that?
I think I blocked that out of
my mind.
Predator
talks, dude. He's like holding onto the edge. He's like, shit happens.
Do you remember, though, where he cuts off Gary Busey's head?
Yep.
That was awesome.
Is like that movie was so like quintessential like late 90s, and it was like hip hop and like gang warfare. So he's just gonna learn to talk and mimic his environment, dude. Because it was like then it kind of like emulates that when he's like offering the candy to the kid, piece of candy. You know what I'm talking about? Like he's just learning. It makes sense though, kind of, you know.
And it had Bill Paxton in it.
Yeah, it did have Bill Paxton. But and then number four is going to be The Predator. Because rewatching it, the CGI in that movie is just too much.
You know what, though? I got to say, I really liked Tom Jane and...
I enjoyed The Predator. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I liked that movie.
Yeah. And that could be like people could be like, that's a terrible movie. I'd be like, well, I like it. I think it's cool. I like the whole idea, like the guy jumped and his feet got cut, you know, on the like yeah, there's so much that they did on that was so different from like all these other sci-fi movies.
Let's go back to Predator 2. The one thing that I have to say, why everybody fucking sweating so much in that movie?
Because it's hot. Didn't you get it? It's LA and it's hot.
Dude, they're indoors, like in an office, and they're like fucking profusely just sweaty.
Hot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like they come out of like Frank out of the couch, dude.
In porn.
I've been in there. Oh.
Yeah, but how crazy is that? Like some of the concepts that they have, it's like he starts going after like Colombian drug lords, and then Danny Glover has to talk to like the Jamaican gang and stuff, and it's like it's got like such cool vibes to it. It's just a cool feeling movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's got like it could be Darkman, it could be Lethal Weapon.
It definitely dates itself by like some of the kind of music and cuts.
Oh dude, it definitely
It's like a Brian De Palma film.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Dude, I do know what you're saying.
The effects when all the predators like show up is horrible when you rewatch it.
It's got like the cutaways too, like you're watching an episode of NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, yeah, it's yeah. The
cop. It's cool.
I like when he's driving in the car door open, and he's like driving the car up like he's gonna shoot everybody and all that.
Well, order to catch a predator, but like yeah. And it's like it's Chris Hansen in there, and he's like, well, he's like, so
why are you hunting humans?
So you want to bring a six pack and some guns or whatever, you know, like
that'd be great, dude. Chris Hansen reading that to the predator.
Yeah. Well, you're free to go. You can just walk right out that door. You can go.
And then Arnold tackles him. You miss again.
What are you doing? Get that chopper.
That's the fucking, that's the sixth movie right there, dude. Like, boom.
Two catch
I'll a fucking predator. Produce that, dude. Sign me up for that.
He'll produce it.
There you go. Two catch a predator.
What's the name of your production? What's the name of your production company?
I don't
know. Turtlefutures.com.
No, dude. The name of Matt's production company would be Hookerswood.
Hookerswood.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
I'd be Shifter Studios.
I'd great. Choke on a cookie.
So did you choke on a cookie? You'd be Yukon Cornelius. did you watch the Alien versus Predator or the Requiem?
No, I skipped those two.
All right. The Requiem one is awesome.
Those ones don't count to me.
I had not seen that until you told me that I actually missed it. And I'm like, wait a minute, let me check this out.
The second one
is so much better than the first one.
Yeah, the first one is horrible. The second one actually is a lot better.
So are you going to watch all the Aliens now?
No.
Too many.
Yeah. All right. Well, just to keep the show going. I also watched two indie horror films. One was called Bloodfest. It's actually pretty cool. It's got the fat kid from Spider-Man that plays his
Ned. Friend.
But yeah, it's basically like the story is like there's a like basically like a horror con, and it's set up like somebody bought like an amusement park, and they set up like all the different scenes from movies, and it turns out it's real, and everybody's getting killed.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it was actually pretty good.
So it's like the 90s, but instead of Girls Gone Wild, it's like a guy who's like doing Faces of Death.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre fucking 2?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, it's got a lot of elements of like Saw and stuff, but naturally, you know, they can't use that, so. They got a lot of like elements of like a lot of movies in there, but yeah, they just can't actually use those names.
That's cool. So it's
like
very
they have a guy who's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but what do they call him? The Arborist.
Lame.
God,
it's a horror comedy. And then the other one I watched was Super Hot. And that one was definitely a horror comedy, super low budget. Like, they filmed it all in one house. And, but some of the, I'm not going to lie, some of the parts are fucking hilarious. Like, they're, like, he's trying, there's a scene where, like, the guy's, like, trying to keep vampires away. So he puts salt all around the car. But he runs out and there's a huge fucking chunk. And the guy's like, what's wrong? He's like, nothing.
With Tucker and Dale.
It kind of had some of those elements, like, at the end, because it's like, there's like a black guy and this Asian guy, and yeah, they're fucking hilarious in it. Like, because the black guy keeps getting attacked. He's like a super, they're super nerds. And yeah, the black guy keeps getting attacked, and every time like the vampire lands on him, he's always complimenting her looks. He's like, did I ever tell you, like, you're really hot?
Oh, jeez. That sounds really funny, actually.
So, yeah, it was actually, I'm not going to lie, they're for super low budget, it was actually really good. It's on Amazon Prime if you want to check it out.
I would definitely check those out.
Yeah. And then I tried to watch the 355, which is basically like a Mission Impossible all-female cast, and I turned it off after about 15 minutes because it was just so bad.
Didn't you also try to watch that Ocean 8?
No, I fell asleep during Ocean's 8.
Yeah, like Sonic the Hedgehog. Have you ever finished Sonic the Hedgehog?
I did finish Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
But Ocean's 8, I fucking passed out in that movie because it's literally the same exact story as the regular Ocean's 11.
Yeah, but
and it's with just girls. All female, and it's just, yeah, no. No. No thanks. But no, the 355, dude, Jessica Chastain, dude, is like a basically like the Tom Cruise of the movie is horrible.
So it's kind of like Magnolia, but... Oh, wait, no, not Magnolia. What do you call it? I was thinking of her other movie with the Tammy Faye, or Tammy Baker.
Oh, Tammy Baker, that movie was actually okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
This one, she's just horrible. Like, the way she holds a gun and everything, I'm like, no.
Freeze!
Like,
what?
She's like pointing at the ground, like, stop! I'm like, what are you doing?
I know you could use one of those because I've seen you in other movies.
And like, honestly, like the other women aren't so bad. She's just so bad in it, I can't watch it.
I liked her in was it Lawless?
I think she was in
Lawless. I don't know how much she actually did in that, but Lawless was cool.
She played like the prostitute like chick.
Yeah.
That he fell for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Man, I'd pay her to fucking.
I liked her in every movie where I thought she was Bryce Dallas Howard. It's like, oh, that wasn't her? Okay.
Dude, they totally do look alike because even when I was watching this, I'm like, how can the girl from Jurassic Park be this bad?
Yeah, it's. Well, she's not.
She's not the girl from Jurassic Park, yeah. But still.
Like, she's a lot better. Yeah.
No, yeah, that was
that's cool. That's very cool though. I would definitely check those out. Not the 355.
Yeah, don't watch the 355. And then yeah, I caught up on the new episode of Murders in the Building. And that's a good series.
I've never seen that. Is it? It's worth checking out.
Yeah, dude, definitely worth checking out. It's a good Steve Martin movie. Martin Short TV show.
Okay.
I mean, it's not as much comedy, but it's pretty good. I like it. And then I caught up on What We Do in the Shadows.
Same.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, with Sal from Practical Jokers making an appearance.
Fucking barely, dude.
Fucking, he gets killed right away.
Yeah. The fucking scene, spoilers, where they're going flipping through all the parents of fucking Colin, and it's like dead Sal and a skunk.
What the fuck, dude? Colin Robinson.
and then they're like talking about all the sexual acts and shit there, dude. They do to each other. He's like, well, I suck him off and he fucking.
What? That was great. And then at the end, he's like, you shouldn't get plastic surgery on chap. You look horrible. He's like, there'll be no sucking for you tonight.
And don't come banging on my door.
No fingering up to anything.
Dude, I still can't believe we knew who that was before like the show, dude.
He said it pretty big. I mean, he was one of the main characters in the Cruella movie, right? Like that was pretty big a year and a half ago.
He
does
great voices, man. He does all the phone jacker voices, man.
Yep,
like that's all him. Like he does 95% of those voices are him.
Yep. Phone Jacker was great.
Fucking great. That's so underrated, dude. I mean, for like stupid phone call prank comedy, dude.
Well,
of the three people who did it, there's Crank Jackers.
Phone Jacker was on, what, 15 years ago? And me and Matt still talk about it.
Yeah. I love that. Every night that I can't fall asleep unless I'm listening to my Jerky Boys Pandora station. And it plays all that shit. It goes down. Yeah. It goes Jerky Boys. It does Phone Jacker. It does shit. Motherfucker Tom Mabe, dude. It goes
Crank Jackers.
Some Crank Jackers, the old school fucking where they created Mo from The Simpsons from. They have a whole CD of that guy. And then this prank call on this bartender. Dubar. And so they're just fucking with this old guy. So that's a thing. Like, from, you know, so it's just like, I love that kind of comedy.
Looking for Homer? Sexual.
I'm looking for, I'm stupid. I've got a dumb head. I'm stupid face. My.
Got a stupid head. I got a big butt. Oh, and I smell my own butt.
Me and Matt can't help ourselves when every time we see a DVD or a PS3.
Duvde.
And do you have the puss? I have the puss.
The puss three.
The puss three?
Fucking dude, What We Do in the Shadow.
Yeah. And then, the last thing was I watched Wayne's World 2 and I fucking didn't realize Bob Odenkirk's in it.
Nice.
He got $2 from his mom and dropped off at the parking ride.
You were texting about that, and then I texted you something like, I'm like, he's under, and I was waiting for one of you guys to be like, under what? And I was gonna be like, under these nuts, and like, nobody
for it. Like, hey,
I'm not gonna lie, I stared at the screen and I went, maybe he just meant to say younger.
I wasn't sure what was going on.
No one said, I was expecting from under what, or like, under what? And I'm like, these nuts, and like, I was like, stupid, dude.
We'll have to do that next
time. He waited all day.
I waited all fucking day.
He was laying in bed. He looked at Shannon and he's like, can you believe these fucking guys?
These fucking idiots.
Not one of them fucking text me. Not once. Not ever.
Justin and I are like, this is the quality of text that he's sending us? I mean, like, what the hell?
I've been doing a lot of shit. I know I'm old because I'm doing a lot of voice to text. I'm talking to him.
You lower your glasses on your nose and hold your phone way out.
I didn't say duck, damn it.
You do this with your phone on.
I do that with my phone a lot.
Oh man.
All right.
That's a robust weekend geek there.
You guys got next there.
I'll go.
Tagging you in.
I'll do. I watched Tusk.
Oh,
sick. And like I love that movie, but I also hate it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a movie like you love to hate.
So fucking haunting. Like, it's just like, you can't look away, but it's just like, what the fuck, Kevin Smith? Like, that movie, it's just like, so great, dude. Like,
yeah, it's Mr. original.
Pest. It's so weird. It's just like, I wish he would do more movies like that.
Yeah.
They're just out there and they're just fucking so good. And it's just like, it's haunting, dude.
He doesn't want to do stuff like that, though. That's the whole thing. It's like,
but like, dude, when he does those weird, like, obscure movies, they're really good.
Didn't we go to see Red State together?
Red State's great, dude.
We might have. I don't remember.
I don't remember. It's a long time
ago. Red State was fucking fantastic. Tusk was fantastic.
I'm just saying, like, fucking leave your characters you've done a million things with. Leave them. And write new shit, dude, because it's good. You know, he's good. We don't need a Clerks.
It's his dialogue. Three. His dialogue is like Quentin Tarantino's.
We don't need a Clerks fucking three, dude. We need more movies, dude.
He's doing stuff that he wants to do, though. That's like when you go to see a band and you're like, why the hell did they remake my favorite song, you know, and do it acoustically and it sounds like crap? Yeah, because he's bored. He wants to do his stuff, you know?
But I think Tusk, for me, is like a once-a-year watch. Dude.
Yeah, but you also want to know what happens when artists do their own thing. You get fucking Dewey Cox with an army of didgeridoos.
Yeah. wrong Smith died.
I want a whole I need didgeridoos, a whole army of them.
The best part of that movie is the ending is he died 5 minutes after the set was over. And that stupid country song, it's like, we're old and we're getting to whatever we want. It's like, holy shit, dude. That's a country song, you know?
You made love to my wife.
Are you sure you're one of mine?
Jesus, dude. I mean, you watched fucking Wayne's World 2, and that's like Wayne stock, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I watched the new documentary on Netflix called
The Woodstock one.
99. What the fuck is it called? It's called like Fire. I don't know, something, but like some crazy.
Isn't it like Fail Stock or something?
That is so fucking crazy of how greedy they got and how much of a fucking shit show, and that more people didn't die at that place.
Was that about Woodstock 94 or Woodstock 99? Yeah.
I want to watch that.
I will definitely watch that.
It is fucking good, dude. Like, I'm trying to find the name of it, dude.
Weird.
What the fuck is it called, dude?
The Dewey Cox Story.
I would totally watch the Dewey Cox Story live. The E Dewey Cox Story.
Come on, where the fuck is this at, dude?
You don't want no part of this. It's a documentary.
Train wreck. Woodstock 99. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, it's three parts, so they go basically, they do it in each day, and they talk about the good things that happen and what, like, kind of puts them over the edge. It goes in depth, and they get a lot of good, deep interviews, but what I fucking hate about it is, like, the promoters blame the bands. They blame the fans that come. They blame all this stuff. It's like, you guys fucking were so greedy, and you cut so many corners, and you just was writing checks for yourself. The artist came out and did their thing. Fred Durst came out and riled the crowd up because that's what he fucking does, and he did his job, and you paid him to do that. So you can't blame him for
that. Was the time too, man? I saw them that year.
Kids were breaking stuff. You just didn't have the security in place.
His album was called Break Shit.
It's like, come on, man. It's like, you know, like, god damn it, dude. So it pisses you off. Yeah. And then at the end, dude, it's just like they fucking start setting fires and start looting ATMs. They got to call them police. And it's like, and it looks like a fucking war zone, dude. Like,
yeah,
it's just like fucking nuts, dude.
I knew several people that went and everybody got sick because they didn't have clean water or anything. And, you know, it's like everyone's like, oh, yeah, it was like just a big mud pit. It was crazy. And
yeah,
you know, I of course wanted to go because I think like Nine Inch Nails, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Green Day, Metallica, I think was playing. You know, it's
Butthole Surfers.
Actually, probably, you know, at that time, you know,
it's worth a watch, dude. I mean,
the Butthole Surfers.
I think it's like each part's like 45 minutes to an hour, so you can watch it.
Yeah, it's a quick watch, probably. Just like I did watch The Most Hated Man on the Internet, that documentary.
I watched that too, dude. I met fucking Hunter Moore, dude.
Did you?
Yeah, he was at Exit right around the time we were going and partying there all the time, and he was just there. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy, dude? He looks like a fucking nerd. And somebody's like, oh, that's Hunter Moore. And I looked it up. I'm like, oh, I've been to that website. I'm like, oh, dude, let me buy you a drink, bro.
What was this?
He's the king of revenge porn.
You know it.
Oh, right. I know it.
.com.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was like, I met him when he was like at that hill right before he was about to topple, and he was like doing his DJ sets.
Yeah,
they like relaunched the website and shit. So I was fucking nuts, dude. And they showed fucking people I knew on the documentary. Like, oh fuck, dude! It's like, damn,
that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, 6 degrees of separation. Fucking nuts, dude.
That's why you're famous, man.
It's a quick watch, dude. And what else did I do, man?
I'll take those.
So you know Butthole Girl?
Yeah, I wish, dude. No.
Newer.
Oh, that was my idea.
She was like, what can I shove up there? You're like, hey, I got a shampoo bottle.
Phone.
You got the other one. I already read this. That's right. It's a Kingpin reference.
Oh, you accidentally shoved the conditioner. I need that back.
Dude, why is this one full? Isn't that always the way?
Speaking of fucking porn, dude, I found 236 Playboy magazines. I bought them all.
Did you find them in a hollowed out tree?
No, they're mint. The pages are deep, you know what I mean? They're mint.
What years?
He went to an estate sale and they were under
years, dude. From like late 90s to like 2006, dude. Every fucking issue. Except for the year 2000, the guy took a jerk off fucking hiatus because he was for the right to gay.
The world's ending. I don't got time to jerk off.
Yeah, except for year 2000, he took off that year.
I had a subscription from like 98 through probably like 2003, something like that. So
yeah, you know, issues.
Good
issues.
I would have had like that whole classic chunk there.
New quintessential boobs.
Yeah, you know, stuff. Well, I mean, it's just like that kind of stuff doesn't really hold much value. That's in that era where I had it. Yeah.
Me, I call them quick fucking, I buy them. So when like a fucking person sees them, it's like an impulse buy. And with those, I got them for so cheap, I'll be able to do them for 2 for $5.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. That is cheap.
And, you know, it's just impulse buy. You know, nice. Oh, you know, or like what I do is I wrap them all up individually so they can't flip through them. So they have to buy them. Like, can I open this? I'm like, if you buy it.
Are the pages stuck together?
Yeah, don't sniff them.
I'm like, yeah, I use it right before I wrap it up.
Look, it's even got the original insert for Camel cigarettes.
Yeah, it even smells like fucking CK1 or whatever.
It smells like Brute.
My woman prefers me in cologne.
What the fuck else? And I just hit up a bunch of flea markets, man. I found like a bunch of cool stuff this weekend. It's like having fun in the heat, dude. Not, you know, just... I like it. Fun shit, dude.
Fun in the heat.
Like it.
I was trying to think of what I did. So I watched that movie Lost City with Sandra Bullock and
I watched it too. It wasn't
short,
so bad.
Short cameo with Brad Pitt and all that.
Brad Pitt is the best part of that movie.
Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe's pretty funny too. But
Daniel Radcliffe's all right, but dude, Brad
Pitt's I have seen good. Way worse films. I'll put it that way. And
it's not,
it was
it's
enjoyable.
Not horrible.
It's a good date movie. It's
yeah.
You know, was like that. So we watched that one. I watched The Unforgiven and I don't like it anymore after watching it again. I'm just like,
I don't hate it, but it's not great.
Yeah, it's not great. I'll just put it that way. And the ending was terrible. And I was just like,
Russell Crowe plays a priest and he's all high and mighty.
Yeah, I'm just not into that one. I'm like,
Russell Crowe needs to be sailing around the world fighting people.
Fighting around the world. Yeah. Or driving in a car, like all angry, right?
Every time he comes, he produces a court.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Russell Crowe's not an easygoing priest guy. He just needs to be fighting people.
Well, you guys still haven't seen his performance in Thor: Love and Thunder yet, right?
No.
Okay, so I can't say anything about
everyone
that.
Everyone says it's great, so I'm waiting for
of
that.
Of course it's great. It's Russell Crowe.
Making fun of himself?
Okay. Oh, 100%. Yes.
Okay, I'll love it.
Yeah. Yeah, his best. He's got a really good line, but I don't.
Yeah, because he plays Zeus, right?
Yes, he does. Yeah, yeah. It's and he is such a schmuck. It's just really great. So, and let's see. I'm trying to think what else I watched. I watched Aliens because I hadn't seen it in a while and I wanted to get in on it. You know, a young Paul Reiser in that one. Man, I just you forget if you haven't seen it in a while. Like, you kind of forget how awesome Ripley is as a character.
Yeah.
Because she starts out one way, and then it's like, okay, by the end, she's literally the person in charge. And you're like, I get Newt. It. Oh, young little Newt.
The best part of that movie, dude, Bill Paxton going, game over, man. Game over.
That is the best part of that movie.
Hudson, yeah.
And the Hudson. And the top loader.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, you know. It's crazy too at how like those effects hold up, you know, when you look at it and like if you see the making of, you're like, wow, they did this with like trash bags and
stuff. That's the crazy part watching the films that made us, dude, and you get
it almost so bad. It almost didn't happen.
Yeah
so. But yeah, to think like the Queen Alien is like mostly trash bags.
Didn't they have to take James Remar out of the whole movie and they redid it with Michael Bayne?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what.
Yeah, that's what they were saying because he was like high on the horse.
Yeah,
you know, he was you know, sucking down some of Grandpa's cough medicine there.
Doing cool kizzles or what?
Oh, he was doing heroin. You know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, I don't even know what he had at that point because it's like, oh yeah, James Remar from The Warriors. Like, okay, well, you know, he's done like 5 things and he's like all hepped up on goofballs. It's like, you know,
dude.
Well, dude, he got addicted. And then they were like, here's some money for doing a movie. He's like, I'm going to do a fuck ton now.
Yeah, he did. He took all his money and did drugs. yeah, James Remar. You know, he's like, I got better. Yeah. Yeah. So I was just trying to think. I mean, I'm doing all kinds of turtle shit. Just, you know, just turtle shit. That's what
he
I
likes
do.
Turtles.
So you like when you hump? Are you like?
Oh, all the time. I mean, that's like I've got ASMR, you know, like that in the background.
If Sarah flips you over on your back, do you not? You can't move.
Yeah, that's part of the fun. You know, it's like you're just like.
She's like, we're gonna make a baby tonight, and you're like, no. And then she flips you over, and you're like,
I can't move. I can't move.
Is the turtle head always poking out?
Are you asking about poop? I mean.
Dude, are you going to turn into, like, the creepy dude from Tusk, but, like, you're going to turn a person into a turtle?
Yeah, it's like Tusk, but master of disguise.
You're like, hey, hello, Mr. Turtle.
You have a relationship with one on an island. You have to create that one, and then you have to fight.
He was my best friend. Turtle.
Why doesn't that dude just go and get a fucking walrus, dude? It's like this.
You can't actually go get one.
Why?
They're protected marine life species. So,
oh shit, dude.
You can't even touch the dead ones unless you're a member of the largest First Nation.
They have the second largest penis of all the animals.
Nice, dude.
I have the first.
Excellent, Dan Aykroyd. 50 first. I didn't watch that one, but, you know, I may.
Oh, I forgot to add, I watched Tombstone again. I really did.
I mean, we kind of assumed. I mean, I'll be your huckleberry.
Yeah. I was working at home, and I'm like, I need something on the background. I'm like, I'm fucking putting on Tombstone. And, of course, yeah, I was like, fuck work. I'm going to watch Tombstone.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, whatever. These people can, you know, they can hire and fire themselves.
Are we not friends anymore? I just don't think I could bear it.
I'm Paris fucking Booth.
He's the fucking best part of that movie, dude. Val Kilmer.
Oh, without a doubt.
Val Kilmer's amazing.
What movie fails without him?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if it fails without him, but he is definitely the best of that.
He's the fucking glue, dude. Like, if it wasn't for him, it would just be another Western movie. You'd lose
it. You think about it, like, Kurt Russell isn't doing anything groundbreaking in that film.
No.
You know, it's like, he's just there. He's doing a good job.
Him, Bill Paxton, and all them, they're playing their roles good. Yeah. They're not, you know. But
that's before Kurt Russell, like,
Michael Bane,
own. And in his new movies, he just acts the shit out of his younger self, dude. You know, he's just acting, you can tell, but like in his newer movies, he's beyond acting. He's living the
exactly. You know, yeah. Oh. Like he's gotten to that Kilmer place.
Was there in that fucking movie. That's Val Kilmer in Tombstone. He's living that fucking character. He's that character. You know, and that's
Sam Elliott, dude. He didn't have to really be character. He's always
Sam Elliott, just playing Sam Elliott.
It's the same character pretty much that he was in Roadhouse, which is amazing. And I'm okay with that.
Well, dude, any movie that has Sam Elliott, dude, he plays the same cowboy-esque character.
Yeah, think about Big Lebowski.
In the 80s. Sam Elliott in the 1880s. Ah, I got it.
Yeah, okay, got it. All right.
But yeah, dude,
does he drink Sioux City sarsaparilla? Yes, he does. Okay, dude, all right, good, I got it.
Val Kilmer compared to Dennis Quaid as far as Val Kilmer, or as far as Doc Holliday's go, dude, fucking Val Kilmer all the way.
Who was Dennis Quaid Holliday in?
He was in the Kevin Costner Wyatt Earp.
Oh, that Wyatt Earp movie.
Super long one that's like 5 hours long.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner, not such a great Wyatt Earp.
Not such a great actor in general. Like, I mean, that's the thing too. It's like he got really popular and I loved him in Silverado and all that, but it's like he plays the same character in Robin Hood as he does in Wyatt Earp.
Kevin Costner movies are not my favorite, but he's fucking Yellowstone, dude. He does good in Yellowstone.
I liked The Untouchables. Like,
yeah, The Untouchables was good.
Think about Kevin Costner. He can like read lines and remember them.
And he just has kind of like a deeper, raspier voice.
And he's good to look at. You know,
I like The Postman and I like Waterworld. So I know I'm in I know I'm in the minority. Like. Absolutely, I know that, but I'm just saying it's like he's my least favorite part of all of those movies. He's like, you have water and weapons from the trees. I'm like, I'm not embellishing. That's how he reads it.
Yeah, he's like, I saw a wolf and I named him Two Socks. The end. It's like, what?
I mean, his best movie, let's face it, is Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams is a good movie, and I mean, I feel like he had a good role in Bull Durham. You know, and like when he does sports movies, it's like, okay, Tin Cup was okay if the movie wasn't so incredibly boring.
Baseball movies.
He was all right in Draft Day.
I liked Mr. Brooks, but again, like,
what's that one where he plays like the piece of shit baseball player and go from city to city, fucking broad for the love of the game?
Bull Durham. Oh,
what's that one? The newer one, like for the love of the game, where he plays like.
A oh yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's not Dennis Quaid.
Nah.
Oh, that is him. Okay. Yeah. Then.
No, Dennis Quaid was the rookie.
Yeah.
No, that was Shaq.
No.
Martin Sheen.
Dennis Quaid plays the guy who's fucking Kenny Powers' fucking character is based off of.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Version of him. Right? Not to be confused with The Natural, which is another
Dennis,
movie that's...
Dennis Quaid played the high school teacher that made it to the major leagues.
Yeah, but that real guy is, that's what Kenny Powers fucking
is
off of.
Kenny Powers. That's the real hero of the story here. And someone gave me a fan cast for the next Turtles movie, and it was Craig Robinson and Danny McBride for Rocksteady and Bebop. And it's like, I want that so bad now. Yeah.
You don't want Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly?
God, no. Come on.
No.
It's like, ooh, come
on. What am I going to do with all these turtles?
Like, that sounds like that's a good idea on paper. It's not going to work, dude. Sherlock Holmes.
I really don't know what to do with all these turtles.
We're talking about turtles. Revenge of the Shit. The all turtle sequel.
No, dude, your next turtles are going to be all female.
No, they just showed the thing for the logo, the Seth Rogen film. It's going to come out exactly a year from today.
Is he going to voice one of them?
I mean, Seth Rogen, he's probably going to be like the Shredder's, like, hey guys, I'm the Shredder. I'm gonna cut you.
So if it's a Seth Rogen movie, that means he's going to have all his normal buddies in it.
He may have Dave Franco.
Probably
going to
be Paul Rudd.
I'm thinking Dave Franco, but not James Franco, because they don't really talk anymore.
Yeah, because he doesn't work with James Franco anymore.
Hey guys, it's me. I was in the movie Goon. I'm playing Donatello here. Jay Baruchel.
He's going to get Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, you think? I'm Leonardo. I'm studious. Shut up. Yes.
Anthony Mackie.
Okay.
Raphael, maybe? They were all in movies together.
Michelangelo, yep. Dude. Anthony Mackie's Michelangelo.
Probably shit. What's his name? The skinny fucking Canadian kid that was in Goon.
That's what I'm saying. Jay Baruchel. Yeah,
Jay Baruchel.
I'm playing Donatello. Yeah. I was in RoboCop.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird too, because it's like, what is like the last couple movies? Who has he had in it? Like, I didn't see the Pickle movie. You know, did he have anybody in that one?
I don't recall. I don't think so.
I don't know if he's going to pull people from The Boys too, or because they're doing The Boys. They did Invincible. They did Preacher. You know, like there's like all of these things. So it's like, is he going to pull from those sort of cast to do this Turtles movie?
I don't know. Bring
back
Corey Feldman.
Yeah. I was touched inappropriately.
Bring back the Coreys for Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the other one's dead, so. This is our brother Spicoli. Yeah, he didn't make it.
They could use his voice from other movies and plaster it in.
Yeah, it's called computers, dude.
Yeah. It reminds me of the South Park episode I saw today where the Michael Jackson hologram escaped and they sent the Tupac hologram after him.
So Justin, as a Turtles aficionado, who would you want to have all the voices? Right?
Oh, jeez. I don't know, because they're doing them as kids. I guess
they're doing kids? Wait a minute. That's a different vibe.
Yeah, they're doing kids. You're doing what with the six-pack of beer? Yeah.
I want Matthew Berry to play Casey Jones.
I'm Casey Jones.
Oh, chaps. I'm Casey Jones.
Human bartender.
Human ass kicker.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like the idea of those two for Rocksteady and Bebop if they were doing something like that. I mean, for the Turtles themselves, I mean, why not get some of the kids from Stranger Things? You know, like some like young actors and all now. That.
We could do a whole episode on that, dude. The voices,
yeah. Like, I don't know. You know, it's I would go with like kid actors. Like, oh, I like this kid from this. You know, Like, get those kids from Good Boys. Who cares?
Since they're, since they're animated, we're going to get Arnold Schwarzenegger. we're going to get fucking Rambo, Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, I'm a 12-year-old.
We're going to get Danny DeVito.
Wow, Danny DeVito. Who else?
We'll get Mike Myers to do his Shrek accent.
Cowabunga, dudes.
That'd be terrible. I don't know who the fifth one should be.
Yeah, I feel like I don't really know any young actors right now. Kevin
Costner will be the fifth.
Oh god, he's gonna be Splinter. Yeah. Because he's so wooden. Oh man. I feel like I need to watch some Kevin Costner movies this week just to get it out of my system now. Oh, it's horrible.
Kevin Costner, I think he's just been in just classic movies, and he's just been along for the ride, dude.
Well, I mean, okay, he does have some classics. Field of Dreams, Dance with the Wolves. Those ones are good.
Yeah, but, I mean, sometimes they're good because of him, and sometimes they're not good because of him. Like, yeah. Field of Dreams could have had any actor in it. Like, yeah, honestly could have had Jim Belushi in it, like
Mr. Destiny. I don't know if Danny DeVito would have really filled that role. So.
No, but, I mean,
hey, Dad, think about it. Would you like to have a catch?
That could have been Dennis Quaid, you know, in that movie, or that could have been James Woods, man, and that would have been as good a movie. James Woods would have done great in that film.
What's that one James Woods movie where he plays the cop and it's Michael J. Fox with shadow on him?
Was that Cuffs?
Yeah, I
think that.
Yeah,
the movie's great, dude.
Yeah, where he's like, oh, I got to be a cop, so I have to follow you. It's like, okay, you want to be a cop? Follow me.
At that time frame that movie was made, it would probably be Tom Hanks if they recast it.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, I think at the time he was doing Turner and Hooch.
Tom Hanks doesn't have those Iowa good, Iowa charm, a good look, corn-fed dick fucking look, dude. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, Johnny Fontaine.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, Kevin Costner looks like a country boy, corn-fed fucking baseball player.
He's from Kansas, I think.
The problem is he's like a skinny, like nerdy guy, and he's got that like high-pitched voice. So it's like, when it's like, if you build it, they would come. He'd be like, what? What are you talking about?
I forget who played his wife in that. Was that Rene Russo?
You fucking know anybody, dude. It could have been any one of those.
All I remember is James Earl Jones, and his dad was played by Ray Liotta. That's what I remember.
About. They should have got fucking Joe Pesci.
No, yeah. They got to get it. The cast of Twister. You got fucking Bill Paxton as Kevin Costner, and then Helen Hunt as the wife, dude. That would work.
That would work.
Great fucking movie, dude.
Actually, was it Holly Hunter as his wife? Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it might have been Holly Hunter. So.
I think Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey,
you messed with me,
you fucking catch me, you fucking leave me for fucking how many years? You fucking don't have a fucking game against you with your fucking son.
Shoeless fucking Joe. I got your shoe right here. Yes.
You fucking piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. And I like to think that that guy that James Earl Jones played was the same guy from The Sandlot. Oh, you mean George?
Yeah. Dude, Robert. I visited Sandlot, or not Sandlot. I visited the Field of Dreams baseball field a couple of times, but like they fucking totally bastardized it for the major big field that they built for all the MLB games they're gonna have there now.
Yeah, they do one a year there now. Yeah,
completely fucking changed, dude. So I'm glad we got to go before they fucking like fucked it up. Because back in the day, you could drive right the fuck up and run the bases, dude. That they filmed on.
Dude, now I'm just thinking about all the other actors that could have been in that role, like Arnold. Would you like to have a game of catch? Then you have fucking Robert De Niro.
That's a fucking Ray.
Yeah, you want to fucking have a game of catch?
Ray Liotta, not fucking mob role, dude.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, good one.
Fucking up Al Pacino. There with,
who wants my dad?
What, Carina? I think he did.
Who wants the White Sox? The Shoeless Joe. Who wants?
We called them the Black Sox back then. Oh,
oh, ah.
Yeah,
talk to you about a field. Oh,
here's my friend Jack and Jill. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. We should probably cut off here at this point before we get to Mel Gibson playing that role.
You guys said you could cast anyone in the role.
Mel Gibson would be fucking great in that movie.
Mel Gibson would have done it. Yeah,
Mel Gibson would have been great.
I think John Cryer would have done the job.
Charlie Sheen?
Frank Whaley. Frank Whaley would have been great. Over. Say what again?
Say what again, motherfucker.
Say what again? Like, just want to watch. Actually, I think Frank Whaley is in the movie. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Cool, motherfucker.
I think he's actually in the movie as like one of the old baseball players. So never mind that part. But
Jeff Goldblum.
Actually, Jeff Goldblum would have been great. Yeah. I don't really like corn.
My dad found a way.
If you build it, they will.
Run away through the cornfield. It's chaos. That movie could chaos tie theory. Together with Signs with Mel Gibson. It's like, oh, my crazy neighbor. Oh, it's aliens.
You mean across the stands, you know, like half shirtless. He's like, I told you.
Swing away. How about
Belky from Perfect Strangers?
I can see that. I can absolutely see that.
Oh, cousin. Like to have a kid.
Die. Hey.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah, probably back then.
They would have probably put Bruce Willis in there.
Did he do any sports movies? I know he...
No, actually, when Field of Dreams came out, wasn't he doing Hudson Hawk?
Yes.
He did The Last Boy Scout. It's kind of a sports movie.
Yeah. That is a sports movie. That's a great fucking movie. Actually, they're both great movies. He's Kit Kat. He's Snickers.
They could have put Alec Baldwin in there, I guess.
You know what? He's done enough. Like I feel like at that time, he was doing the Jack Ryan stuff.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, like without a doubt, Harrison Ford. Absolutely.
I didn't hit the home run. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't do Tom Cruise because he would have been too young at the time, right?
Too short.
Yeah, he's too short at the time.
Too short, yeah.
Jim Carrey, a young Jim Carrey.
No, I'm trying to think of I'm trying to think of like big 80s actors that could have filled that role.
Robert Redford.
He already did a baseball.
He would have been too old, I think, already.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to think about that. But yeah, we're at almost an hour and a half, so we should probably cut it off here.
Cut it out.
No, dude, we got to go 3 hours talking about the cast, the recasting of the Field of Dreams.
I'd love to do that, but there's a storm rolling through. It's like, wait, there's a storm going through. See?
I see you turned on your strobe. I like to party if you like to party.
Yeah, I've got an important meeting with Kevin Costner. So.
You want to know who his wife should have been? The three boobed lady from Total Recall.
Hell yes.
She should have been everybody's mom in the 80s.
I think the movie would have been a lot better if it was filmed in Minnesota and it was Jesse the Body Ventura. Dad, do you want a game of catch?
It was a conspiracy. What happened to you? I'm here to uncover.
Even better, that fucking game.
Killian.
They should have cast the Hulk.
Yeah.
Would you like to have a game of catch, brother? He's like, I'm your dad. No, brother. Come on, brother.
Suburban Commando. Oh, man. That's hilarious. All right, fellas. We'll cut it off here.
They could have put Jackie Chan and Ray Liotta. Are you sure you're one of mine?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Jackie Chan was very active at that point.
He actually was. So
I did forget. I'll bring this up next time, but I did fall asleep watching Shanghai Noon. So I completely fell asleep. I don't remember a thing about the movie. So I'll have to watch it again.
John Wayne, terrible cowboy name.
With that, catch us at geeklifehq.com.
Have a game of catch with us.
Have a game of catch with your father while listening to our podcast.
Well, I'm your father. Have a game of catch.
Oh my God.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways Podcast Network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga, is this podcast for you?